Thank you, Pam, and thank you, David, for leading us in our time of worship. We're thinking about new things and about being made new. Probably you've all had Christmas presents and you've had new things. I've got my new jumper on this morning. Hey! And it's always nice to have new things. I've got a jumper, Pam's got a new wardrobe. we like to have new things, don't we? It feels good. And sometimes there are things that we must just have. We must have. New washing machine. We just need a new washing machine, so I feel a bit guilty putting this slide up. But when you have a look, all the new washing machines have got 50 programs and you only use 5 of them, don't you? So you need to be careful what you get. For the younger ones, it might be the latest smartphone. And must have that. And, well, why do we actually need the latest things? Well, I think for the younger ones especially, peer pressure, isn't it? Oh, look what so-and-so's got. Or maybe for those older ones, oh, look at what they've got. And it would be good to have those things. Must have. Is that one of them, David? Must have the latest town shirt. Yeah, I've never had a town shirt, actually. But this was my must have thing. That was my dream car, and I only managed to keep it 12 months and had to sell it. It broke my heart. But never mind, they're only material things, aren't they? But sometimes having new things make us feel good, but sometimes we might question, are we getting them just for the sake of it or because we need them? Okay. Why do they make us happy? Well, they do make us happy, but they make us happy just for a little while, don't they? So, new things, that's okay. New Year. New Year's is an opportunity, as both Pam and David have been saying, gives us an opportunity to reflect on what's gone by. And as we've already said, there will be good things and there will be bad things as we look back. And sometimes we start the year with New Year's resolutions, which sometimes work and sometimes they don't. How long do you keep a New Year's resolution? Normally after about 5 days, they're back in the bin, aren't they? Every year, at this time of year, I get a sore throat. And when I was working, I'd said to my boss, oh, I said, I'll have to give up those cigars. And he quite liked a cigar, did my boss. He said, you don't smoke cigars, do you, Paul? Do I heck? But for some people, it might be a good thing to give up smoking. So New Year's can be times when we might have New Year's resolutions. But it might be a time of starting a new start, or a new beginning. And it presents us with new opportunities, if we're willing to take them. It can be a time that causes us to step back and reevaluate where we're at and what we're doing, and maybe just as important, why we're doing things. Sometimes we talk about a new appearance, at this time of year, a new image. After Christmas, the busiest places are, well, can you tell me, what are the busiest places after Christmas? Gyms, yeah, and Slimming World. Gyms and Slimming World. So we're still working our way through the Christmas food. I'm not thinking, we get weighed every week, but funnily enough, we've not got weighed this week. I don't know why. Oh, we'll be there on next week, don't we? When it comes to ourselves, there's always things that we'd like to change, things that could be a little bit different. And we like thinner bodies, we might like more hair or less hair, curly hair, straight hair, a new hairdo. And we might be pressured to look right, whatever that might be. And again, if we get it right, they might make us happy for a little while. But we can't change the real me. And we still carry around the same worries and the same fears and the same feelings. This is what the Bible says. 2 Corinthians 15 verse 17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old has gone. The new is here. And this is talking about not an external change. I quite laughed about the hair transplant. I wanted it to be that with Elon Musk. It was a hair transplant. But that's not really what this is talking about. It's not an external change. But it's something that happens internally. I can experience God's love and his joy and his peace, and these things inspire me, but you can't see what really goes on inside of me, can you? And the man who looks gorgeous on the outside may be a miserable man. The one who looks shabby may be one of the happiest people around. Our lives are not just about the physical lives that we lead, but it's about our spiritual lives as well. And each one of us need to discover something new about our spiritual lives if we're going to move forward in this coming year and to find true happiness. When we get a new life, we talk about joy. And we talk about joy because the Lord is with us, not because our circumstances are good. I wonder if you've experienced that during this last year. Joy, we might face difficult circumstances, but because the Lord is with us, we can experience his joy. We can experience God's peace in very difficult circumstances. We can know his peace in our lives because the Lord lives in our hearts, not because there is no trouble. And we can experience God's hope because the Lord guides us, not because of our wisdom and not because of our strength. Remember the story of the choosing of a new king and Samuel. The Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things man looks at. Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looked on the heart. And that's an encouragement to each one of us. When I have a look out, I see people here dressed in nice clothes. I see people that say all the right words, some of the time, not all of the time. And we tend to look at the outside things. But what does God see in our hearts today? God alone knows what is in our hearts, what our attitudes are, what our motives are. And that's not influenced by what he sees outwardly. It's not influenced by the good works that we might do, or even the wonderful words that might come from our lips. But the heart of each of us are full of deceit, and appearances can be deceptive. So our hearts matter to God, because our actions come from our hearts. And it's the one that trusts in the Lord and acts upon his word that pleases God. The person who loves the Lord their God with all their heart and their soul and their mind and their strength, that satisfies the heart of God. So God wants to reveal to us that we need to trust him and that he is in control. Jesus said, "I have come that we might have life and have it to the full." Or the abundant life, we read it in other versions. Abundance means surplus. It talks about contentment. And we can choose our lives, to live our lives with Jesus or without Jesus. But if we live it without the Lord, then we never reach our full potential. So it's not us who change our lives. It's not our New Year's resolutions that change our lives. It's not what we do to our appearance that change our lives. But Jesus changes our lives from the inside out. There's a story told about a simple man who was unable to read, and he was converted through the work of the Salvation Army. And he came home from church one day and said to his wife, "I've just noticed that all the other men in the Salvation Army wear red sweaters, and I don't have a red sweater." So she said to him, "I'll knit one for you." So she knitted him a red sweater, and the next Sunday, after he'd been to church, he got back home and he was still unhappy. And his wife said, "What's wrong this time?" He said, "I just noticed that all their red sweaters have yellow writing on them." Now, neither he nor his wife could read. But she said, "Don't worry about it. I'll embroider some writing on the jumper for you." And she had no idea what the yellow writing on the red sweater of the Salvation Army person said. And she couldn't read. But she looked out of the window and there was a shop opposite. So she embroidered the words that she saw. I wonder where it might be. It's very dangerous, is that, isn't it? But this is what it actually said. Under new management. And that really was great, because he went to church and he wore his red sweater. Did they like your sweater? They loved it because of what it said. And the abundant life that Jesus talks about only comes about if we're under new management. This is a quote from somebody called Boyce. I don't know who he is, but it says this: "The abundant life is above all the contented life, in which our contentment is based on the fact that God is equal to every emergency and able to supply all our needs according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. Nothing is too difficult for God." And if we're going to go into the new year, we need to go forward taking God with us. I'd just like to share with you I've got my phone. Something that I just read this morning. It says this: I said to the man who stood at the gate of the year, give me a light that I may tread safely into the unknown. And he replied, go out into the darkness and put your hand into the hand of God, that shall be to you a better than light and a safe and safer than a known way. So I went forth, and finding the hand of God, trod gladly into the night, and he led me toward the hills in the breaking of day in the lone east. As we look forward into a new year, we don't know what that new year is going to bring. But we do know that God is with us, and God is faithful. And we have a God that will lead us as we put our hand in his hand. So let's just pray together. Thank you, Father, for your faithfulness to me in 2023. Lead me, Lord, to trust you more in 2024. Thank you, Jesus, for your kindness to me in 2023. Help me, Lord, to love you more in 2024. And thank you, Holy Spirit, for your power to me in 2023. Stretch me, Lord, to believe for more in 2024. Amen.